From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Attorneys representing the parents of slain Florida teen Trayvon Martin are calling an apology from George Zimmerman, the man who was admitted to shooting their son, disingenuous. Lawyers making the remarks today after Zimmerman was granted a $150,000 bond. Benjamin Crump is one of the attorneys representing the Martin family.
He got to give a self-serving apology to help him get a bond. They were very outraged at that.
However, Zimmerman's lawyer, Mark O'Mara, had a different interpretation.
What he said was all that he wanted to say. He did not want to defend himself. He didn't want to talk about the facts of the case. He heard a request from the family, and he wanted to respond to it, and that is precisely what he responded to.
Zimmerman has been charged with second-degree murder and the killing of the unarmed teen. Zimmerman has claimed he acted in self-defense after he was attacked. The Obama administration is urging Congress to prevent a spike in the cost of college loans this summer. NPR's Scott Horsley reports President Obama will be making the case when he travels to college campuses next week.
Government-subsidized student loans are a relative bargain these days, with an interest rate of just 3.4%. But that rate is set to double in July. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says that would make college more expensive for more than 7 million families this fall.
At a time when going to college has never been more important, it is also, unfortunately, has never been more expensive. Families and students are struggling to meet these costs, and there's no reason why we should add to their burden.
President Obama will call on lawmakers to keep interest rates where they are when he visits college campuses next week in three important political battlegrounds: North Carolina, Colorado, and Iowa. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Spokesman for Special Envoy Kofi Annan says the United Nations is ready to deploy 300 observers to Syria as soon as the Security Council gives the go-ahead. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the spokesman says it's critical to send the monitors quickly to stop violence.
Annan's spokesman, Ahmed Fazi, says the situation on the ground in Syria is not good. He says the ceasefire is very fragile and it has not put a stop to the violence.
There are casualties every day. There are incidents every day. And we have to do everything we can to stop what's going on, the killing, the violence in all its forms.
Seven unarmed UN observers are monitoring the truce. Fazi says the full advance team of 30 will be sent to Syria in the coming week. He notes preparations are underway for the arrival of the 300 observers. He says he hopes the Security Council will authorize their deployment in the next 2 to 3 days. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Stocks moved higher at week's end. Investors a bit more optimistic after some better-than-expected earnings numbers from corporate heavyweights like GM and Microsoft or General Electric and Microsoft. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 65 points to close at 13,029 today. You're listening to NPR. A merger between U.S. Airways and American Airlines. It is not a done deal, but U.S. Airways has cleared a major hurdle towards such a combination, shipping the support of Americans' unions representing pilots, flight attendants, and ground crews. U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker says such a deal would also be contingent on Americans' other creditors agreeing to the combination. Parker said that merging the two airlines could save around 6,200 jobs. That's roughly half the number American has said it wants to eliminate in bankruptcy. Today is the final day of campaigning for French presidential candidates. NPR's Elner Beardsley reports voters go to the polls in the first round Sunday. By law, all campaign activity must cease 2 days beforehand.
The French will choose between 10 candidates on Sunday. The top two vote-getters will face off in a second round on May 6th. Poll results show President Nicolas Sarkozy still trailing his socialist rival, François Hollande, but Sarkozy supporters like Nicolas Pugnas, who attended a recent rally, say they are not giving up. Sarkozy has done amazing work with Europe in the economic crisis, even if everyone doesn't understand this, says Pugnas. Still, he says, there are enough people with good sense who are voting to re-elect Sarkozy. Candidates on the extreme left and right are vying for third place. Analysts say the large fringe vote shows a huge rejection of mainstream policies. Up to a third of French voters say they are still undecided. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
You might want to scour your attic to see if you have one of these lying around anywhere. A 1909 Honus Wagner baseball card has gone for more than $1 million at auction. Missouri collectibles dealer confirms an anonymous New Jersey man paid $1.1 million for the card that was sold via an online auction that ended today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.